The Volta Regional Minister, Helen Ntosu, has called on Ghanaians not to use festivals and other cultural activities for merrymaking alone, but also as a platform to rally human and material resources towards socio-economic development. The minister made the call at a debut of the chiefs and people of Jorje in the Ketuno district to climax their annual Deza. Our Volta Regional correspondent, Kobla Ali Kukubo, filed this report.
Jorje and its environs are historically known for the cultivation of oil palm and the production of the popular Jomi. However, in the course of time due to climate change, bushfires and diseases, the industry collapsed. The Deza was introduced about 13 years ago to remind the people of the need to revive the industry through replanting of the oil palm trees. Statistics show that there has been a tremendous increase in production since the first festival. The theme for this year's event, Jorje Deza Celebration for Unity, Peace and Development, Prospects and Challenges, was chosen to motivate the people the more towards agricultural production. The Volta Regional Minister commended the people for choosing an important economic activity like oil palm as their rallying point to promote peace, unity and development. She said oil palm cultivation is a very profitable venture and advised the youth to venture into it rather than doing risky, unsustainable and sometimes illegal activities like drug peddling, smuggling and robbery. Mrs. Ntosu assured them of government's continued support to enhance small and medium-scale businesses. Madame Ntosu noted that the prevalence of the cholera epidemic in some communities in the country is a sign of cultural indiscipline and poor sanitation practices. She condemned the way people shamelessly litter, urinate and defecate anywhere and urged them to cultivate valuable and enlightened cultures to promote sanitation, good health and better living standards. Mrs. Ntosu also urged the people to take seriously the public education on the Ebola disease to protect themselves. The chairman of the Festival Planning Committee, Emmanuel Jineku, noted that despite some positive developments in the area, the infrastructural deficit is still enormous. He appealed to the government to extend the rural electrification scheme to the outstanding communities in the area and complete infrastructural projects in the schools. Mr. Jineku also appealed to government to urgently construct vital road links in the district. He called for the opening of an Ebola control center at the Akanu border post.
That was our Volta Regional Correspondent Kobla Ali Kukubo's report.